time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast for Sportsbet's Bet With Mates. It's everything you love about Sportsbet, from racing to sport, but with your mates. Jump on the Sportsbet app today. Start your group, bet together, share the moment. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Hello, Dave. Got to be a beauty today. Big hello to everyone listening around the big brown land. We've got a scorching Ross Noble.
Oh,
is in. We'll have a Celebrity Apprentice wash
He's
up.
He's got a new YouTube show as well. It's completely
baby.
Nuts.
It's a head scratcher, but highly amusing.
Yep.
We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll have world news. We'll have local news.
Righto.
We're going to have a look at my favourite headlines and add one.
Ah.
It is a ripper.
Is the Gordon Ramsay headline as part
in
of
there.
Those?
Yeah, good. Yep, don't
That's
you worry about
right
that.
There.
Still could some say the original and the best. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. So much to get through, Dave.
Let's get into it for a Tuesday. 1-3-3-5-3 is the number. If you'd like to call Molloy, let's get into it with news of the day right after Powderfinger. Got you on my mind. This is Molloy.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
Well done last night, by the way. Have you been paying attention? Very good from you last night, I thought, Mickey.
Was I okay?
You were really good.
I came close to winning.
Almost got there. I thought you were going to win it in the end.
It feels rigged somehow.
Do you
feels
think?
Like no one barracks for me. I'm like the people's champion.
Yeah.
But in there,
yeah.
It's like kicking into a six-goal breach. Tommy doesn't like me.
I think it's the seat you sit in. I think you might need to move around. You're always in the same spot, I've noticed. When you
It's a good show. I enjoy doing it.
So good.
And Australians love it. So happy to be a part of it, to be honest.
We've
got world news coming up. Before then, though, let's go around the ground, shall we, and just see what's happening
in our own backyard?
In the big brown land.
Sure.
Firstly, to Sydney. My thoughts go out to everyone in Sydney. Everything's officially in orange zone now. Mm. The Bondi cluster rises to 21. Spending most of my time in Victoria, I can tell you this is not good news.
No.
It starts to bite.
That
10 new
Delta
infections.
Variant seems very infectious, doesn't it? Like it just
Delta's not
to,
fun. No. Delta's no good. And now they're saying just the casual contact.
Yeah,
or
that's right.
Being in the vicinity.
Yeah.
Here's enough to get it. Listen to your news service. Mm. Get involved. Bondi cluster. You don't want to see this in Bondi.
Not at all.
I want to see young, good-looking people.
This is our showcase for the world,
wearing
Bondi.
Wearing next to nothing.
That's right.
Let alone popping on a mask.
Exactly.
Enjoying themselves. If that beach is so iconic, it's identifiable anywhere in the world.
I know it is.
And having lived there for parts of my time.
Yes.
Wrote a film up there, basically.
Is that right?
Yeah, I did. Jason... What's his name? You know, Jason from Neighbours? Jason Donovan's apartment.
No way.
Yeah. No, I lived in Jason Donovan's apartment for a while.
Bondi.
In Bondi. While he was overseas, I think he was singing in one of his
righto,
musicals.
Jason and the
Technicolor Dreamcut or something like that. Anyway, people used to, like at about 1 a.m, they'd be knocking on the door, be like a beautiful young girl. Hi, is Jason in? No,
right.
But he should be back soon.
He was overseas at the time. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, I don't know. And Wooshka.
Yeah. Was that Bondi where you got papped as well with the burrito?
I got papped eating a burrito. It was a prime moment between a man and a burrito, and I was papped.
We should find that.
Which was an invasion of my privacy.
Just you at a little two-seater table.
I got papped, but yeah. No one bought it.
Oh, okay. Through
and I wanted to show it, so I had to buy it myself.
You had to buy your own photo eating a burrito.
I wasn't eating it.
What were you doing with it then?
I was staring lovingly at
were
it.
Were you?
Yeah.
What sort of burrito was it, by the way?
Just right, none of your business. Does it matter? Does it matter? It was a burrito.
A chicken.
No. So anyway, good luck to everyone in those neck of the woods. On the other hand, I had a quick whack to the Victorian Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton.
Right.
So I've been very critical of the federal government's rollout and their vaccines.
Sloppy.
Sloppy. It's not, there's no urgency.
No.
In the meantime, in Victoria, the general electorate has done everything asked of them, including four lockdowns now, which have been hard to stomach, including the most recent.
Mm.
Well, during the most recent lockdown, the Victorian Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton, decided to fly to Canberra for an awards night. While we were all at home, not allowed to have visitors.
That's it.
Having people coming over to your own homes.
Can't go outside your 25K
limits, all this stuff.
Mm.
He has got on a plane and flew to Canberra.
Yeah, that's not cool.
It's not a good look.
No.
The optics aren't great.
No.
And by the way, you've lost all your authority. Good luck next time. You stand in front of a microphone and tell all Victorians why they should be staying at home during these times, why their businesses should be going to the wall. So you can go and hang out with your mates at a glitzy awards night. I'm a bit like me saying, oh, I've gone off for the Logies. Yeah. I have to be there in person. I can't fathom stupidity. Or do you think that the rule does not apply to you? I just find it just highly offensive.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Given all the sacrifices that Victorians are making.
Missed the mark on that one.
Let's go to WA.
All right.
This is a more uplifting story.
What do you got?
Josh Eastwell has taken on an Epic Bunnings challenge. Oh, pardon me, it's not. It's Sydney, is it? Sydney. A Sydney warehouse worker has set himself the ultimate Aussie challenge to eat a sausage at every Bunnings in the country.
Really?
I love people who've got a goal and a plan. And you don't have to change the world.
No, you don't.
But if your plan is to eat a sausage at every Bunnings in Australia and you do it...
Well, I've got the story if you want to hear the story.
Oh, please.
Yeah, here it is.
I'd say the best experience was in Seaford, South Australia. They had beef, pork, chicken, white bread, brown bread, whole grain. But the best snag would have to be from Devonport in Tassie. We've done all of Victoria, all of South Australia, all of Tasmania, all of the ACT, and I just got back from WA.
Well done.
I love this guy.
That's awesome.
This should be a documentary. Yeah, so there's Burke and Wills. There's all kinds of explorers through history. Yeah. But this guy, what has been more noble?
Yeah.
I hope he's kept a diary.
Because all the money goes to charity as well. So let's not forget, the Bunnings sausage sizzle is all done by, you know, Lions clubs and scouts and things like that. So, yeah, it's a good cause. Well done.
Just a quick cheerio to everyone in Queensland who I noticed that New Zealand allowed Victorians to travel to New Zealand before they're allowed to travel to Queensland.
Right. Like, oh, no, you can come. Honest.
Unbelievable.
Come.
All right, here we go.
We'll go world news coming up.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Ross Noble is coming up in the second hour. Got some world news as well. Can I just ask you know that burrito and that pap that you got taken to Bondi?
I don't like talking about it, Dave, because it was a very personal moment between me and burrito when I was papped at Bondi Beach.
Yeah.
What is your question?
But you said you bought the photo.
I had to buy it so I could show it.
How much did that cost you?
Dave, what can you put a price on?
What it is on the market?
$70.
And then it's not a flattering photo. I'm just looking at it here, right?
We're going to back over this again.
No, we're going to put on an Instagram for you to check
are
out.
You?
I'm just looking at the photo. The angle's taken. It's all legs and chairs. It's just a little bit of top.
It's all legs, chairs, and chins from memory.
Anyway, check that Malloy on Instagram.
Go check it out. What are you doing?
I think so. People might not have seen you in your time with the burrito. What were you doing?
It's probably how the cluster started.
What were you thinking about when you're looking at it like that?
Well, I told you it was a private moment. Between a man and a burrito. Hey, we've got world news coming up.
Yeah.
Feel free to give us a call if anything's crossed your desk.
Anytime.
But before we get there, I do this from time to time. We look at my favourite headlines.
Yep.
And we have like a pantheon of great headlines.
Yeah.
In it so far are the following.
Yeah.
All my favourites.
Yep.
Russia's sausage king killed with crossbow in his home sauna. That's a favourite.
Click. Yep.
Sex Pistols star Johnny Rotten bitten by a flea on his penis after rescuing squirrels. you got to read
I'm
on.
I'm reading
you
on
You got to read
God
on.
God save the queen.
This is clickbait. This is.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
The original
is
and
my
some
favorite.
Stay still like the best.
Mine.
Gordon Ramsay's porn dwarf double found dead in a badger's den. Now,
what
there's so
there?
Much to unpack there. Today, today, Dave, we honour a what new entry. This
Let's
is from Overnight News.
Mm.
Man left heartbroken after discovering son is actually his uncle due to his partner's affair with his grandfather.
Wow.
Bang.
Wow.
I defy you to do the family tree on this one. It is.
I've got to think about it.
It's like a flow chart.
So the grandfather's done it with the kid's girlfriend.
So this guy and his girlfriend had been living with the grandfather when she started an affair with the grandfather, had a son, which is actually his uncle.
He
knew it wasn't his kid. It's his kid's. Did he?
Yeah, I think he knew. I think he thought it was his kid.
Did he?
Jay, is that right? And it turns out.
Jay's been dragged into this.
Turns out the kid.
He initially thought it was his kid and then discovered. It's not my kid. It's my uncle.
Yeah. Because your granddad's been putting it about with your girlfriend.
Uncle Steve, eat your breakfast. Can you imagine? That guy, that guy, confused. I feel for him.
Oh, do you?
He's from St. Louis. He's from my hometown.
Oh, yeah,
I feel for that guy.
Like you could be involved.
It's a picture.
Is it? All right. That's a head scratcher that we get to. When we come back next, it's time for world news.
It is indeed.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Time for some world news.
A lot of stuff floating around my desk today in regards to world news. The Netherlands, we know how they have these incentives all over the world to go and get your COVID test.
Yeah.
So it's free beer in America.
Chickens.
Yeah, chickens down south or a free ammunition for your gun or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Netherlands are offering free herring.
Righto.
As a COVID test. They obviously hold the herring in high regard.
They must.
Free
herring for your jab.
Free herring for your jab. Come in, get a jab, take home a herring.
I think we, as Australians, we should have one as well. There should be an incentive, whether it's a Bunnings sausage sizzle voucher or something.
Free sausage sizzle.
You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing. There's no target. There's no incentive.
1-3-3-5-3, give us a call. What should be the incentive to get?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do
it. That is a good thing to do. A slab of brick lane,
slab
maybe?
Brick lane. Movie
what
tickets.
Do you get? Movie tickets?
Oh,
not to Cruella.
Oh, yeah, you've seen that, haven't you?
Do you know what? That's a bloody good film. When you've got kids, so I can't tell you how important it is that you go and see a good film or a good play.
Mm.
So the good ones, you go, I need to do this for my children.
Yeah.
But when it's something actually really good.
Yeah, you
good,
enjoy it.
Yeah, bang, that's a Pixar, thank you.
Is this as in 101 Dalmatians, Cruella?
It's a really good film. It stars Emma Stone. It's a great, strong women's roles.
Yeah.
And it's bloody well made.
Okay.
So if you can park the COVID, which is... It was an exposure site, but I still managed to enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay,
I took a star off for it being an exposure site.
Okay, otherwise you would have got 5 stars.
The Netherlands have a COVID. What should we do? Darren's on the line. You want to take Darren?
Let's go to Darren. Hello, Darren.
G'day. G'day, guys.
What are you thinking, Darren? What is it?
I'll go to meat pie.
Meat pie standard. I'm still sticking maybe with the sausage. I don't think you can go more Australian than the sausage in a single slice of bread. Thanks for your call.
That's pretty good.
Anyway, we'll take more of those. They'll keep coming up. I want to keep going around the world.
What else you got?
Let's go to China.
What's happening there?
Camera company Canon has installed an artificial intelligence system in Chinese office that only allows access if employee is smiling.
Really?
It's called the Smile Recognition Cameras.
Okay.
And you can't access your office.
So you've got to have a smile on
your rooms
dial.
Unless you're smiling.
Yeah, cheesy grin. Yeah. Come on in.
You know, there's nothing worse than someone who smiles through gritted teeth. Yeah, hello. When you go to Thailand sometimes.
Mm-hmm. All right, I've been there a few times.
Dave, don't turn this into a creepy thing.
I'm not.
No, but I'm saying, it was the Balinese. Everyone goes, oh, they're so friendly. And I beg to differ. I go, no. That is a painted-on smile, and I think they privately think you're a bit of a dick.
Gotcha.
But because they're so polite,
they're
going to tolerate
you. Put it
on
anyway.
Doesn't mean they actually like you.
Right, okay.
And I've seen that smile.
Yeah.
But
imagine
having to turn up to work and being forced to, yes, jeez. I'm having a good time.
You'd never
be
able
good
to come
if you smiled once.
Oh, mate, I smile more than anyone.
Do you enjoy coming to work?
I love coming to work.
Well, you're not a good team member.
What are you talking about?
You don't seem to contribute much.
How dare you?
You're not a morale boost around the office, Dave.
I am. I'm a little sweetheart.
Don't speak to me about it. Speak
how does this turn on me all of a sudden?
In fact, I'm going to make you, from now on, don't turn up without a smile on your face.
So I've got to come into the office, we'll install one of these Canon smile cameras?
No, I'll just check you out. And if I find you're not being...
Well, you come in with a scowl most days, so I'll come in with a smile. Yin and yang. What?
Hey, let's go to... where are we?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You going to Ukrainian?
No.
Righto. Nebraska?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Going well, this segment.
Well, it doesn't tell me where the hell I am. Ukraine.
Yeah, thank you.
No worries,
are you
Dave.
Smiling?
I'm smiling through gritted teeth, Dave. A couple breaks up after being handcuffed together for 123 days.
Yeah, I got the story. Do you want to hear it?
Please.
Yeah.
After spending 123 days handcuffed together, the inseparable Ukrainian young couple originally planned to save their on-again, off-again relationship, but admitted that the experiment had raised some uncomfortable truths. The girlfriend said she missed having personal space the most, and she also felt her boyfriend didn't pay enough attention to her.
Didn't pay enough attention to
her? Hang on,
handcuffed. You've been handcuffed together for 123 days. That should be mandatory before people are allowed to get married.
Good idea.
You know what? It's a test.
How long could
you
really know someone?
How long could you last?
Oh, 12 hours, I think, probably. Oh, half a day.
That's terrible.
Oh, what?
Apologise.
Sorry, Liz.
Yeah.
We've been married 21 years this year, by the way. Oh, actually, is it 22? No, it's 22.
That's the saying, isn't it? The old ball and chain.
Yeah, that's right.
You use it a lot.
I do not. I do not. Stop saying that. She listens.
Hey, we're talking about what can be an incentive.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to get the shot.
We should
Matt's on the line. What should Australia open up or use as an incentive, Matt?
Mickey, it has to be petrol. I was driving my car as you were talking, and I thought Aussies always complain about the price of petrol. Yeah. You guys at Triple M have given away petrol in the past.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Oh, right. Duke him, Dave.
A free fuel Friday. Yeah, you've got yourself a case of Brick Lane Draft coming your way.
Thank
there,
you so
Matt.
Much, Mickey. You're a legend.
You are too, Matt. 133353, give us a call now. What should be the incentive to get a jab?
This is Malloy on Triple M.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
Ross Noble to come in the second hour to join us here on this show. Lots of things going on with Ross. Got some more comedy dates. He's got a YouTube show going on. We'll get the lowdown on Celebrity Apprentice as well. That's in the second hour of Malloy here on Triple M.
Now, we're talking incentives to get your COVID jab because this has been huge all around the world.
Yeah.
Here in America, you can get a free beer.
That's
you
right. A free herring in the Netherlands.
A free herring is what I'm reading today from the Netherlands. You can actually get ammunition for a gun.
Right.
In certain, every part of the world is doing their bit
incentives
to get people. Because please, people, it is important.
It is, yeah.
To go and get it done so
we
can all
get
move
out of
on.
Mess.
Yeah. And we're asking, what should Australians be offered as an incentive to go and get their jab or indeed their second jab? Brendan's on the line. Brendan, what are you thinking?
It's got to be a schooner. And a voucher for the punt on a Saturday arvo.
So a betting voucher.
100%.
They should probably set up their injecting sessions inside TABs.
It's not a bad idea.
Why not?
So you go to the car, you have a loss, you go, mate, jab over here, $10. $10, this $10 you could turn into.
You could.
I'll have their pants down, their buttocks ready, and whooshka. Pick me up for an anal swab. Good on you, Brendan. Paul's on the line. Paul, what do you think the Australian government should be offering as incentive to get your jab?
Look, mate, I reckon the only real thing that Australians are going to hook into is the meat tray.
Oh, the meat tray.
Classic.
Yeah,
that is a classic.
ISL meat tray.
The national meat tray.
Yeah.
Absolutely, mate.
Incentive.
What's on the meat tray? We're talking sausages, a bit of steak, some rissoles.
Some mixed platter.
Drops. Get an RSL lady or an old bloke to give it to the bloke who gets it too. It'd be awesome.
Mate, I went to a bowling club, and I wish I could, in Queensland.
Right.
It was for the national titles.
Okay.
I forget the name of it.
Mm.
They had an $800 meat tray.
Oh, my God, that's massive.
I expected them to wheel out a cow, like a living, breathing
that's a
bear
lot of
cattle.
Meat.
$800, that's I don't think we can do that per person.
No.
But
we could
have a couple of sausages, a chop.
It's just very Australian.
And a rissole.
I like it. Yeah, a bit of sauce as well. This is a condiment.
Hey, duke him, Dave.
A case of Brick Lane Draft for you, Paul. Thanks for calling.
I like it. Mitch is on the line. Mitch, what's the incentive for Australians to get the jab?
Tray of Lamingtons made by the lovely ladies of the CWA.
Yes.
I love the women of the CWA. I have never.
Best case.
If ever I've got spare time, I'm going to start curb crawling weddings and funerals in regional areas. Because I mean it. There's no one does it better.
I'm
there is no better spread.
They
take
right.
so much care and pride in their work. The sponges, do you know how to do it properly? They will, they're hard markers.
Oh, yeah.
The CWA do not muck around.
You they'll go
take,
to like
take you out and whack you if you don't make it in the right.
You go to an agricultural show and the cake stalls that have been put on by people that are there to get their ribbons and their trophies. It's unbelievable, the food
at that
and
end,
the quality.
It is amazing. And I remember when I was investigating the bowling film, Crackerjack, we just went to bowling clubs and there's some brilliant ladies who've been preparing lunches and afternoon
sandwiches
tea
and cakes. Yeah.
And a lot of men would turn up depending on which club they were playing this week.
Oh, no way.
Oh, my God, we're playing in Camberwell. So the ladies put on a great lunch.
That is awesome. That's so good. I love that.
It is important. Mitch, I like your idea. Lamington's an Aussie special. Sam's on the line.
Hey, Sam.
Sam, what's the incentive to get your jab? What should we be offering?
I think, and I'm exempt, unfortunately, because I've had both my shots, but with every shot, you get a ticket. You go down to Canberra and you get a chance to kick Morrison in the nads.
Caught one in the old...
He can actually put the country in front of himself for once.
Do you know, okay. Both pills. You get the left testicle for your first jab, and then you can come back and do the right. Hey, Duke him, Dave.
A case of Brick Lane draft for you there, Sam.
Appreciate I love your thinking, call. Sam. Well done. Jason's on the line. Incentive to get the jab, Jason.
Mm. Yeah, mate, I reckon the incentive should be either 3, 6, or 12 months free rego.
Free rego. Now, that's not bad.
That would get people vaccinated, wouldn't it?
You would go. Probably. These are things. Yeah. If you want to get it done, if you want to see a health crisis disappear in the rear vision mirror, these are the steps make sense. Well done, Jason. Adam's on the line. Adam, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking we help out small businesses in the CBD by giving free parking.
Free parking.
That's good as well.
That is a great idea.
Yeah. Encourages people.
Let's never forget the price paid by hospitality and small business in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me so angry when I see Brett Sutton just going to Canberra for a shindig.
Yeah, it's no good.
While pubs and restaurants and everyone else's business, it's serious enough for them to shut their doors.
Yeah.
Yet you can hobnob with your mates. Well done. Well said. Free parking in the city is a great idea.
Well done, Adam.
I don't understand.
It says V.
It just says V.
V?
What does that mean? V?
Hey, mate.
That's making sense to someone. Is V, as you just name a letter?
It's short for a ridiculously hard word I need to say. So just to make your lives easier.
Oh, nice, mate.
I'm not going to put you through.
So it's not a non-deplume or anything? You're not like one of these celebs who checks into into hotels under a different name?
No, I wish.
Mm. All right.
No, unfortunately not.
What's your idea?
Luxury Escapes have already paid to the punch. They're giving away $200 vouchers.
Who is?
For holidays.
Luxury Escapes. Well, we should mention them by name.
Mm.
100%. So get vaccinated, you get a voucher, go on a holiday.
They're not cruise lines, are they?
I'm not sure.
No.
Because, you want to make sure you've got your injection before you jump back on one of those. Well done. Finally, Mark, quickly, what do you think it should be?
I think if you get the jab, you should
be up
a bank
and RDO. Oh, great idea.
Case of Brick Lane coming your way as well. Well done, Australia.
This is Malloy.
Ross Noble not far away. Yep. We've got the Song Whisperer coming up for you as well. But now I believe it's time for this, Mickey.
Time for another edition of Is It Really News?
Khloe Kardashian says she's only had one nose job.
This has been another edition of Is It Really News?
Oh, Michael.
We're moving on.
What's that?
Well, I mean, is that... Whitney, you watch it. A, is it true? B, does anyone care?
It's not news, but I think people do care because they call bullshit on only having one.
On only having one,
one's Chloe, by the way?
Chloe's...
I'll answer this. Chloe's the one who is rumoured to be the... daughter of O.J. Simpson.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's the rumour.
Is that
a rumour? It's unsubstantiated.
That's Mickey with the guys.
Also Lamar Odom's ex-wife.
Oh, yeah, right.
Lamar Odom.
He's your mate.
Turned up bedside for Lamar Odom, who was in a coma after going Coco Bananas at a sex ranch with multiple hooker partners, if I can
She's had a rough road, Coco.
She's had a rough road. She's had a rough road, but only one nose job.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's it. Rest at ease. Yeah, when we come back, it's the Song Whisperer.
Got it. This is Malloy on Triple M.
This is Malloy.
Got Ross Noble to join us in just a few moments. Lots to come in the second
hour.
You're
a bit casual today. You're dressed casually. What have you done? What are you? You've been murdering backpackers or something? What are you doing?
Wearing a beanie, that's all I'm doing.
Wearing a beanie and a flannel shirt. But it's not a. Together, it makes you look like.
It's a Bruce Springsteen beanie.
It is.
Did you pay for that beanie?
I did.
Well done.
Oh, was that show? That was one that you're up the front and with Gadinski and Sue and
good. Hanging Rock.
Yeah, I was right.
I was in the Sue Gadinski lounge.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Good times.
Right at the back. It was a great show, by the way.
Well, I just think you should make an effort. That's all. That just looks a bit casual.
This is radio.
Me.
Have you had notice? We don't. I could be here in the nude and make no diff.
Okay. Let's taken us to a dark, a dark place. Give him his jingle.
Oh, here we go. Song Whisperer time.
Jeez. Very casual.
The song whisper. Right now, when I'm now I'm 50, start dressing down a bit.
Just let yourself go.
I have, haven't I?
It's like you don't care. You've got some news for us first before we go to the song.
Well, June 21, which was yesterday, but it's today in the United States. Big day in the anniversary of music. The first LP was released on this day, June 21.
Oh, and whose was it?
Well, it was a classical piece of music. It was kind of unsort of marked, so it was just a
Billy
piece.
Joel.
No, it wasn't Billy Joel. It's come through the record company, so it was just a no-name thing.
What about the Billy Joel cake, by the way?
Madison
that we
Square?
Gave to you and mysteriously disappeared.
It's in my fridge.
Immediately after the party. It's in your fridge?
Yeah.
How about a piece for everyone?
Oh, we'll cut some up and bring it. There's plenty there, don't worry. I'm only about the section D of the Madison Square Garden, so plenty still to come.
All right, Song Whisperer.
All right.
Did you have a Johnny Rotten?
I had a couple of questions about the Johnny Rotten headline. Like, you know, he was horrible. If you read these.
I'll give you the headline
if you read
again.
The story.
Yeah, yeah.
Sex Pistols star Johnny Rotten bitten by a flea on his penis after rescuing squirrels. Yeah. Well, now, what part of that are you questioning?
There are several questions that I have about that story. Did he recover? Did the flea die after biting Johnny Rotten?
Is that the original squirrel group?
Yeah. I wanted to know what he was doing with the squirrels. Apparently, he was harboring squirrels. He was allowing the squirrels to live in his home.
Really?
And so I wanted to know, did he name the squirrels?
Squirrels were just collecting nuts. That's what they do.
Exactly.
Not bad.
Oh, sorry.
That's not bad.
Jeez,
hey, I like it.
See me in my office.
No, that looks good.
Wherever that is.
How many squirrels did he have? That's what I want to know. I just want to know these questions about Johnny Rotten.
I don't dig any deeper. I just read the headline and go, I'm happy.
That's it. That's all you need.
All that just occurred.
You don't need anything more.
I don't need to know the underlying questions. All right. Synopsis, please.
How pessimistic do you want to get? Well, this is a jaunty tune. With apocalyptic undertones. Things are getting bad. Actually, they're not getting bad. They are bad. In fact, he thinks this is it. The end times. It's too late for him to do anything about it. So he sits on the curb and offers an observation that is usually meant to be a measure of progress.
Good Lord.
Typically, it's meant to express an optimistic assessment of the goings-on. But there is nothing positive here because life as we know it is going up in flames. It's a scorched earth outcome, and he's going to sing about it.
I'm exhausted after the synopsis. I need a little lie down.
There's a lot going on.
Finished,
there's a lot going on. So I'd say this is a very powerful cerebral song. It's not that melodic. It's more intense.
Ooh, well, I would say that it is. There's an intensity to it.
Right. Is he a bit sad? Is he a sad character?
No, he's not a sad
character. Well, it sounds sad to me.
He's acknowledging something, but I would say that his songs...
Is he looking inside rather than looking out, or is he looking out?
No, it's definitely an outward thing, but I would say that his songs and his band songs, which he writes them, there's a nice little
clue
for you,
but they are all, there's always, the lyrics don't really sort of match the feel, you know what I mean? Like you listen
so,
to
so you're saying they're a bit shallow?
Mm. No, no, no.
The songs
I'm saying,
a bit superficial. Do you think he's overreaching? Do you think he's trying
to,
he should just stay in his lane and write pop songs? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that.
Sounds like it.
Is it the final countdown? It's the final countdown. Sort of a
would it be that?
Oh, well, you know, end of the world. This is it. It's the blow up, final countdown. Right. I'm out of here.
Who sang this?
Europe.
They were a supergroup. Yes, they were made up of members of other bands, Dave. Look into it.
All right. We will.
We'll get back to it. I don't think.
We're going to check it out.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you're wrong on that one.
For the drive home, this is Malloy. Time to gather back around your wireless, people. Here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
Buckle up, because it involves the great Ross Noble, who will be on board for most of the hour. Lots to catch up with Ross about, including a new project, which is, how do I describe it? Bit of a head-scratcher.
Nutty.
Even by his own standards.
Yeah.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. So much to get through, but let's start with this guy. Okay, go grab a coffee or something, settle down, while we wade through the most verbose synopsis.
It's a little long.
Ever.
It's a novel.
Okay. Go.
How pessimistic do you want to get? This is a jaunty tune with apocalyptic undertones. Things are getting bad. Actually, they're not getting bad. They are bad. In fact, he thinks this is it. The end times. It's too late for him to do anything about it. So he sits on the curb and offers an observation that is usually meant to be a measure of progress. Typically, it's meant to express an optimistic assessment of the goings on. But there is nothing positive here because life as we know it is going up in flames. It's a scorched earth outcome. And he's going to sing about it.
Okay, let's get into it, people. Dwayne, what do you think it is, mate?
I think it's REM, the end of the world. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's
the end of the world.
That works.
That applies on many levels.
Yeah.
Kind of jaunty.
Jaunty. Scorch earth policy.
Absolutely.
End of the world. Yes. Yeah.
No.
No, not today. No.
Sorry, Dwayne.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dwayne. We'll get you next time. Yeah. Curtis on the line. Curtis, what do you think it is?
Hey, guys. I think it's Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi.
Living on a Prayer. It's not bad.
Yeah.
You met
JBJ, Nashville, sat on his bed in his hotel room.
Well, that's the end of times.
Isn't it? It is not Dave's
the apocalypse.
Not Dave's.
It's not.
Nope.
Ah, sorry, bad luck. Thanks anyway. Dale's on the line. Dale, what do you think the song is?
I think it's We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy
Jesus.
Joel.
Oh, tune. No. No.
From the album Stormfront from 1989.
No, Dave, no. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Oh, let's play a little bit.
Yeah. It's very jaunty. And it's...
Joseph Stalin.
Can I just say this? Blockdale.
Oh,
Not only do you not win, he doesn't. Dale, you're blocked.
Sorry, Dale.
Don't ever call this program again.
You know what? A case of Brick Lane draft for you, Dale, on the Sunshine Coast, courtesy of Malloy.
What happened? We gave you the exact identical cake that Billy Joel got.
Madison Square Garden.
For his 50th. And what happened to it?
Well, it's in my fridge at home. I told you that. Do you want me to bring it in?
Unbelievable.
Apparently it feeds 80 people, so there's a bit to come. I'll bring it in.
Right.
Well, I didn't know what to do on Friday night. There was no one here. It was the footy guys. I thought, well, we don't want them to eat it. We'll take it home and bring it back.
An Instagram Live of you eating it.
It's massive. Like,
just
seriously,
digging
it's
in.
Huge.
Just sitting there.
On air, guys.
In.
On air. Oh, yeah, okay. Sarah's on the line. Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. What are you thinking the song is?
How far we've come, Matchbox 20.
Oh, right, hang on.
How far we've come.
Yeah.
What's the giveaway for you, Sarah? What do you think?
The world is coming to the end, basically. Yeah.
No, it's a really uplifting song, isn't it?
Yeah.
There was a lot. Said way too much.
As per usual, Jake.
Sarah's correct.
Now, Sarah, we've got a case of Brick Lane for you, courtesy of Malloy, and also something.
No. Or you can take something from my desk.
Okay. So
you can do either.
Okay.
You can't do both?
Well, we'll see. Let's just play the game first.
Okay.
All right.
You can either forfeit the Brick Lane, or you can go an item from Mick's desk. So what are you going to do?
The item has been chosen.
The item's already
chosen. All right, we'll go to the desk.
Hey, congratulations, Sarah. You have just won yourself a hat that Glenn Robbins wore as the Naked Cowboy on Friday's Dave's 50th birthday show. Worn by Glenn Robbins, painted by Whitney.
And you nearly won his underpants, but we
drew the line.
We do either or. So it's a cowboy hat. It has the Naked Cowboy written on it. And I tell you what, Duca as well, Dave. You can
case
have the
of Brick Lane as well for you, Sarah. You get the double banger on its way.
I just ask quickly, what are you doing? What have you been doing today? What have you been up to?
Did some pottery today.
Did some pottery? Dave,
you know
what this means.
Sarah.
I am available, Sarah, to come round Patrick Swayze style.
Oh, he's dead.
And make everything right. Maybe in the cowboy hat. Have a think about it.
Don't tip me.
Good on you, Sarah.
All right, Sarah, let's get back into it again. Here we go.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy on Triple M.
And he is back. He's become a real regular of this show, and we love him a lot.
Well, I hope he's going to hang around now. We had him on every week because we want to catch up with Celebrity Apprentice.
That's right.
I think we've bonded in certain ways that need further investigation. We're supposed to be in the studio today live. Couldn't make it for a full account of why. Let's ask the man himself, the great Ross Noble. Hey, Ross, how goes?
Hello, hello. Yes, I wanted to come in. The restriction has been lifted.
Yes.
But I've got a little bit of a cold, to be honest, a little bit of a... And I just thought, do I risk being...
I'll need a doctor's certificate.
I'd be more than happy to. There's a fellow in Mexico who provides me with prescription. I'd be more than happy to get him on board.
I'm glad to know it's just a sniffle. Mm. It's not like a Bert Newton style situation something of similar ilk.
Oh dear me. Here's my question with Bert, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Is he going to go for the Oscar Pistorius-style carbon blade? Let's be honest. Look, Adam Hills is a very good friend of mine, and I'm slightly worried Bert's going to steal his app.
They should go on tour together.
They should.
They should do it. It's genius.
Is he going to go for Oscar? What would you do? Would you go for an Oscar Pistorius-style, the carbon fiber blade? Or would you go for an ornate carved mahogany old school leg?
Like a peg leg.
You know what I'd probably opt for? And I've always liked this option, the skateboard. when you see someone challenged in that department fly past you on a skateboard, I go, good for you.
Well done.
Good for you. Just take the corner correctly and you'll be right. I mean, there's many options out there. A wheelchair, obviously.
Yeah.
I want to see him treading the boards again. Not hopping the boards. He'll be good. Have you ever had a serious ailment? Have you ever been hospitalised, Ross?
Can I just say, at this stage, I am not in any way liking my augmentation to somebody who has lost a leg. Can I just make that clear?
Cool.
But yes, I have quite a large scar on my wrist. I've got a titanium wrist there.
Oh.
I've got a huge scar where they put it in. I snapped my entire thing off there. And every time I go to buy razor blades in a shop, I just hand over the money. No, I don't think so. But the best thing of all about having a metal wrist is I get to entertain the kiddies. I can put fridge magnets on there.
Wow.
I love it. Well, I'd be a little disappointed in you, Ross. I would have thought when came to that, you would have got yourself like a hook or something like a Bond villainy or something you could screw on or screw off or something that might... Did it cross your mind? Or
I mean, I did ask whether or not they could put in a hatch when I first had it, when I had it done, because that would be delightful. When it's just a flap of skin, open it up, coins out. You know, maybe just put a debit card in there under the skin, and then, you know, like when you swipe your phone, you just swipe your whole wrist.
That'd be great.
And it'd be like a Jedi paying for your shopping. Just these are the items I wish to buy.
It'd be great for your close-up magic as well, because I know you love close-up magic.
Oh, so love, can't help myself. you know when the self-scanners came in?
Yes.
You know the self-scanners?
Yeah.
When they first came in, I came up with this brilliant idea where what you do is you go to the fruit section, you get some plums, right, that you take off the barcode, right?
Yeah.
Take your gentleman's plums out and you stick the barcode on your scrotum.
On your Lord Sugar.
Exactly. You got Lord Sugar and his brother. And you just walk up to the thing and people go, what that man doing? You get your scrotum out and then you swipe it over and on the thing it goes, plums. Boop. There's plums. And then, or you'll just, it doesn't quite scan, it'll go, unauthorized. is the bag in it.
Gee, Ross's testicles are expensive today.
Yeah.
It must be market prices.
They're out of season, aren't they? They're out of season.
They are out of season. Ross, I'm going to ask you to hold that thought, thought, everyone. Hold that last thought of Ross scanning his own plums at a checkout. And we'll have more of Ross on the other side of this. Have you got some dates?
Yes, dates right up.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Here he is, runner-up from Celebrity Apprentice. Finished last week. Ross Noble.
He let himself down. He let his country down.
He
didn't. Do you know who he got nobbled? He got nobbled. It was friendly fire. It was Sam Pang, who basically...
You're furious.
I'm not saying was human ballast, but didn't bring a lot to the table. Do you know, he spends himself too thin on the reality circuit, Ross.
The real winner here... Yes, there was money raised for charity. Yes, it was all about entertainment. But the real winner here is watching Sam Pang on have you been paying attention, having to justify himself to everyone on that show as to why he appeared on a reality. If I achieved nothing, yes, there was money for charity, but I managed to get Sam Pang to go on a reality TV show, which is something you would never do in a million years. And
it was
suckered
great.
It in. Yeah. And he's deeply ashamed about it. So the true winner is not charity here. The true winner is us. Him.
Well done.
I refer to him now as reality TV star. That's how I introduce him. And I can't wait next time we do stand up. Make him welcome reality TV star Sam Pang. He had a ball. He loved it. He may have winged you in the final count, but I put it to you, the Channel 9 fix was in. The Shayna Blaze, who knew from the Nine stable, may run away with a stacked deck.
Yep.
Okay, in one corner we have the curmudgeon, Sam Pang. Yep. Any other, pretty much everyone from the friggin' promo.
Yeah, yeah, got Scotty Cam, and all the block contestants,
anyone,
judges.
They went all in, mate. I mean, you're kicking into a six-goal breeze. Mm.
No, you know what? It's one of those things where, fair play to Shayna, like, it's one of those things where she is, look, as I said on the show, she's a proper businesswoman, right? Yeah. I was just blowing stuff up, right? She put on a proper event. And also, it's one of those things where, well, you've got to remember, right, is Shayna has been on the telly for a lot of years, and she's very, very well connected in the business world. Like, did you see what? There was like a $10,000 diamond ring. And you just go like, what? Like, I can't compete with $10,000 diamond rings. But I have to say, actually, and this is not me just name dropping in that, I thanked him on the show, but it never made the final cut. $10,000 of the money that I raised came from Russell Crowe. He put his hand in his pocket, the rabbit ears. He sent a team down from the rabbit ears, $10,000. And then there's a gym up in St. Jim 96, I think they're called. That was a mate of his, and he rang him up and he came along. They never got thanked properly, and Mr. Crowe didn't either.
You don't have to tell me. I put on we were doing a benefit for Russell Gilbert once, and I rang Russell Crowe. I just don't know how I happened to have him in my phone. I rang Russell, said, Russell, would you come along? And he first put his hand up and not only appeared but contributed a sizable amount of money off the books himself that he didn't want recognised. It was actually a funny bit we did on stage where I came out, so I was thanking all the people who got involved, and then I start laying into Russell Crowe. I start going, oh, well, of course, I asked Russell, but, he's too Hollywood to appear here. Well, pardon me, I'm Russell Crowe. It's not like I turn up for my mates. At which point, he just wandered out of the wings upstage, and the crowd went,
well, lost it, of course.
And I go, he's behind me, isn't he? At which Russell comes out and proceeds to steal the show. Nice. You did a great job on Celebrity Apprentice. You raised a lot of good money.
Let's not get away from that.
Are we going to see you in the jungle, Ross? What are you?
Oh, my God, no. Look, now that COVID has very much under control, my diary's not quite as clear as it was when I signed up.
Well, when we get back, we're going to give you dates out. And also, we need to draw attention to your new endeavor, which has people's heads spinning off their shoulders. I am going through all the socials here, and let's just say...
The Unnatural History Show is completely
bonkers. If you wanted to
throw
a hand grenade into the room, mission accomplished. We'll be back to discuss.
Ross Noble after this. It's Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Time has come for us to witness a once-in-a-75-year hatching of the elusive Ferrototo worm.
When it finally awakes, it mates with and eats all it sees. The time has come!
Now I'm kicking myself because I missed the debut here, and I went straight away, I tried to get the reaction. And people are confused. Some are rattled. And I believe a fascinating insight into what you would have been like as a project manager without any interference from anyone else at Channel 9. Because this show is off the rails. Give us your understanding of what it is you're doing.
Well, tell us what it actually is.
Tell us what you're up to.
It's a nature documentary. It's a regular nature documentary, but all of the animals are fictitious. Yeah. They're all fictional creatures, and they're all very deadly. And my co-presenter is a demon, and she's a professor, Professor Shania Coddle. She's a demon.
Yeah.
And... we talk about we're waiting for the hatching of the Ferrototo worm, it's a standard documentary about nature.
All right, well, I think we've got a clip of you speaking to the professor. Let's have a listen.
My co-host is somebody whose family have been the traditional custodians of this place since the dawn of time. Please, will you welcome Professor Shania Coddle? Ah, now, if I'm not mistaken, that's a traditional greeting in your culture, isn't it? So, let's stop that there, otherwise the viewers are going to think that there's a gas leak. There you go. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. But this you is extraordinary.
You can't say that, but yeah, she greets whenever Shania Coddle is greeted, you have to go. Because she's what's called a hoo-boo. She's a you have to hiss at her. And then moments after that, she uses her special powers to zap me with a kind of with her demon magic.
Double Vision is written in. I have no clue what this is or what is going on, but I love it. Religion is poison one. What did I just watch? I mean, these are reviews for the ages, and I have a slight understanding of how you operate. This is the highest praise, surely, that you could ever.
Yeah. I mean, they're only half. How long are they? 5 minutes. They're only 5-6 minutes long.
How do we get them? How do we go?
YouTube. So you just type in the Unnatural History Show, or I'm sure if you type in Ross Noble into YouTube. Yeah. Have you got a channel, Ross?
I think it's called the Ross Noble Channel. Oh, yeah. It's a bit of fun, you know. If you like fantasy, if you're into Game of Thrones, but you're watching Game of Thrones and think, I wish this was a bit less fighting and a little more documentary.
I love it.
Well, the next one's going to drop this Thursday, 8 p.m. too.
All right. And let's not forget the podcast, which has been making people scratch their heads for much longer now. Yeah. You're talking about pagans. You have an interest in paganism?
Well, it's the sponsor of my, you know, a lot of podcasts, it's stamps.com. Right. They've all got the mattresses. They've all got the same advertiser. Yeah. So we have a disc, which is the Druid International Shopping Channel. And each week, the Druid International Shopping Channel has a different item a different thing that they're selling. And it can be anything from the non-falter altar, which is it's an altar. It's like a stable table, but it means that when you're trying to sacrifice a virgin, they won't fall off.
Because that'll kill the buzz of everyone in the room.
The amount of times. A virgin, sometimes though, the virgin will roll off, smash their face on the floor, and then you get the blood of a virgin without the sacrifice because of the blood nose.
That's the fun. The Incans used to hate that.
Exactly. We've got that, and we've got, what else have we got? We've got portable henges. You don't have to go down to a big henge. You can have one in your house. And anyone who says it's just nonsense made up by me because we haven't got an actual sponsor is a goddamn liar.
I love it. Now, the podcast's great. The YouTube stuff's great. But first and foremost, you're a live performer.
Yeah.
Who's been belted around a bit by COVID-19, but you're back up and running. These shows need to be seen. Dave, have you got the dates, please?
And we've, as this team, seen this show that Ross has done, and it is a bellyache. It is amazing. You're going to love it. It's the Ross Noble 2021 Comeback Special. Yep. Alice Springs, July 9. Oh. Darwin Entertainment Centre, July 10. Coffs Harbour sold out. Cleveland, Redland Performing Arts Centre, July 21.
Bang.
Caloundra, Gold Coast, Brisbane, Port Macquarie, Wyong, Canberra. Sorry, the Logan one is now used as a vaccination centre.
Yes.
I beg your pardon. What happened in Logan?
Because it's the only big room in the whole town. It's been it's like wartime. It's been taken over as a vaccination centre.
Wow.
But I'm doing 2 weeks. I've got, I think it's 15 dates in Brisbane coming up.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Well, you can get along to that.
Mate, it's the best night's live entertainment going around. Good on you, mate. Just before we go, we've been doing this as a regular basis. So I'm looking behind you. You're in the bunker. Is there something out the back that you would like to explain for us? You had a ghost on last time.
Yeah, he flew in, didn't he?
You as a minotaur. We've had that. That was an interesting.
He's up the back. Yeah,
This one here is it's a prop that I was using when I was doing my online. I'm not sure. Look at it. It's a tiny doll dressed as Elvis, but it's got the face of Sinead O'Connor. And I was using this as a prop, and then I did that. It was in the morning show, you know, with Kerry Ann.
Yes.
And I was on there, and the producer said to me beforehand, she said, "Oh, you. We might talk to you about the dolls that you use, your daft little dolls that you talk to." But I went on the show and I said, "Oh, look, I've made a doll there. Look, there's Kerry Ann. I've made a doll of Kerry Ann." But then I didn't tell them I was going to do this. And at the last minute, you know how she had a big fight with, is it Yumi? Yumi Stiles?
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
I made a Yumi doll and I had them fighting on the telly. That took them by surprise.
They didn't see that coming. They couldn't have anticipated. That could be on the poster too. I didn't see that coming for Ross Noble. Exactly. Well done, mate.
All right. Lovely to talk to you.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Thanks to Sportsbet's Bet With Mates. It's group betting made better. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
I hate Denmark. I absolutely, I don't like the country. I don't like their national soccer team, and I don't care for anyone who lives there.
Oh,
they've
all
done
right.
Nothing but ruined or tried to ruin my Betting With Mates group, which includes me and assorted others.
Your mates.
Everyone in this room, and Whitney, not with us today, down the line. Whitney, tell us what happened to you. Now, over the weekend, not only did you give us a great win, which is put us way over the top with our Betting With Mates. Right. Treasurer?
Yeah, we're at playing with $884.75 at the moment.
So we're way out in front. Yeah. Have you started your own group?
Yeah, I have, with the girls. We had a night out on Saturday night and I was explaining our epic win and how much we won and how brilliant I am.
And what happened? They went, "Let's get one going."
I explained what the app was, the new function on the app, and so we said, "Let's get in."
Yeah.
So we all put in $5 each, which is the minimum.
Okay, starting small.
Is that your minimum bet or your minimum
kitty? That's the minimum. That's what you have to do to kick things off. So we just, you know, because a lot of my girlfriends aren't bettors like myself and one of my other girls.
Oh, well, you're such an expert.
You could have bet on me winning. Have you been paying attention? Yeah. So
yes,
you rang me up going, "You're $10. I was $10 to win, longest odds. How disgraceful is that?
I know.
Yeah, true.
I almost did, but I thought that would be illegal, so I better not.
You may have ended up in a fine cotton style affair.
Maybe.
See, because I could have pulled some of my answers and made me look more stupid than I actually am.
Is that possible?
Is that possible?
Shut up, Dave. Wow. Shut up. Okay, yellow card. But it shows how much fun this is. And I'll tell you when it started for me was in COVID, because I used to get together with all my mates and we would either go to the races or not, and we couldn't catch up anymore.
Yep.
So this was a way of having a syndicate.
That's right.
But this way, Sportsbet do all the organisational stuff and you just go, "What do we want to bet on?" So Denmark let us down.
Yep.
I hate Denmark. I don't like Great Danes.
Well, they're German dogs, aren't they?
The Danish is dead to me. The Apple Danish.
Oh no, you love a Danish.
We keep losing on them. Should we get back on them or not?
Well, they're back this Sunday in the Euros up against Wales, and they're favourites at $1.80.
I reckon the Welsh can get them.
I reckon we back Denmark all the way
to the hilt,
all the way.
Right, to win the whole
thing. I say Wales
to win the Euros.
Now
you're going to have to like them. If that's the case.
I want something. I want a result tomorrow, please.
Okay,
what can we
soon.
Back on overnight? What's
all right. Happening? So the NBA playoffs are on at the moment. We can get behind either the Clippers at $2.73.
Ben Simmons never to play another game for Philly. What about that, Jay? This is your strong suit.
I think your odds would be pretty short. In fact, they have odds on Ben Simmons' next team. Portland Trailblazers are paying $5, the Lakers $9, the Utah Jazz $13, and then Melbourne United, currently in the NBL Finals, 101.
What do you think would be a good fit for him?
I wouldn't mind seeing him in Portland. That's interesting.
Portland!
But that's only $5.
And when does
he go with LeBron in L.A.?
I think LeBron's expressed an interest before, hasn't he?
Has he?
Yeah, they've scrimmaged together over the summer. And
he's cooked in Philly. We know that much.
Right.
All right, what can we bet on tonight?
Yeah, okay, so we can go the Clippers or we can go the Suns.
Clippers or Suns? Jay, I know
Suns, Suns are short favorites, and they are up 1-0 in the best of
That's
seven
not our
Western Conference finals.
Where is it?
Clippers, Phoenix. It's in Phoenix.
Right, your hometown.
Suns. Oh, you know this. Yeah. You should have some insider information.
Yeah.
Look, the Clippers are a good team.
Whoa!
The Clippers are a good team,
Clippers,
but
the
Suns, I like the Suns. I've liked the Suns from the very beginning of these NBA playoffs. I would go for the Suns, but if you want to go out on a limb,
fence it up.
Are you saying that the Phoenix Suns are the Denmark of the NBA playoffs? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying Phoenix Suns at home are ripe to be beaten.
Yeah.
And what's Clippers?
$2.73 on the Clippers.
$50. $50 on the Clippers. Let's
All right,
go.
Let's do that. All right, now T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, call the National Problem Gambling Hotline, 1-800-858-858, gamblinghelpline.org.au. This is Malloy, Triple M.
This is Malloy.
That is Malloy for the day. By the way, the podcast is it's going great guns at the moment. I don't know whether you subscribe to it. You should. You go to wherever you get your apps from. Maybe the Listener app is the way to get the podcast and download Malloy. Don't miss a minute of the show.
A lot of me.
It's all you, mate. Well, it's got your name on the poster, so it's all.
Here he goes. Here he goes. After all we did for you and your birthday the other day.
By the way, that poster I've got at home, and I showed the family, going, look at the poster I've got. Mick's 50th birthday bash. Tiny small brackets for Dangerous Dave. Right down the bottom. But I'm on the poster, so thank you.
Are you saying that you're unhappy with everything I did for your birthday?
I loved everything you did, Mickey. And mainly Whitney, probably organised probably 95%.
Yeah, but nothing happens without me. Like, I'm the
by the way,
supreme leader.
You know how you got me that lotto ticket?
Yes.
I won.
Well, that's to be go. How much did you win?
$25.
Five ways is $5 each. Mate, you would not do that to
it's
the
It's a birthday
team.
Gift. Don't go and give
what
away.
What do you think that is? What do you think that is? What so if you won $1 million, we wouldn't get any?
Oh, I'd probably help out a little bit. Maybe take you out for dinner or something. I don't know.
This is a man who doesn't even pay for a pistachio.
I bought them today.
All right, who's on tomorrow?
Tomorrow on the show, Dave O'Neill is going to be on this show tomorrow. He's always great. Love Dave. He'll be joining us tomorrow. Yeah, as I mentioned, missing today's show, grab the podcast. Don't miss a moment of Malloy. Back to drive you home tomorrow right here on Triple M.
This has been the Malloy Drive Show podcast for Sportsbet's new Bet With Mates. It's group betting made better, and you can easily switch between your personal account and the group account. Jump on the Sportsbet app today and check it out. Start your group. Bet together. Share the moment. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.